This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A UN fact-finding mission is calling for Myanmar's senior leaders to be referred to the International Criminal Court to be investigated and prosecuted for genocide against Rohingya Muslim minority in Northern Rakhine State and crimes against humanity and war crimes. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein has more.
The report finds the civilian authorities have little power to control the actions of the military. However, it blames them for enabling these crimes by ignoring the atrocities being committed. It also criticizes Aung San Suu Kyi, the human rights activist turned politician, as head of the government for not using her moral authority to prevent the events unfolding in Rakhine State. The government refused to grant the mission access to majority Buddhist Myanmar. So the mission gathered evidence from the testimony of 875 victims and eyewitnesses, satellite imagery, documents, photographs, and videos. The mission sent an advanced copy of its report to the Myanmar government. So far, there has been no response. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A judge in Myanmar has delayed until September 3rd the verdict that had been expected today against two Reuters journalists accused of possessing official documents illegally. The reporters contend they were framed by police while reporting on Myanmar's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State that forced about 700,000 of them to cross over into Bangladesh. Authorities in Jacksonville, Florida say a gunman shot dead two people and wounded nine others before killing himself at a video game event Sunday. The attack occurred inside a restaurant at the Jacksonville Landing, which is a popular riverfront entertainment area with stores and restaurants in the downtown area. Authorities believe the lone shooter is 24-year-old David Katz from Baltimore, Maryland. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. After announcing he had brain cancer last year, he appeared on NBC News.
I celebrate what a guy who stood fifth from the bottom of his class at the Naval Academy has been able to do. I am so grateful. Every night when I go to sleep, I am just filled with gratitude.
A graduate of the Naval Academy, McCain, an Arizona Republican, followed both his father and grandfather, who were four-star admirals, into the U.S. Navy. During a 1967 bombing run over Hanoi, McCain's plane was shot down, nearly killing him. He was captured by North Vietnamese forces and spent more than 5 years as a prisoner of war. Dixie Reed is an Arizona resident.
Just deeply saddened. I heard about it and immediately started crying, just thinking about what a man of integrity and just cared so much for his country.
A memorial service for McCain will be held Saturday at Washington's National Cathedral, and he will be accorded the rare tribute of lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. He will be buried at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, on September 2nd. North Korea says it will expel a Japanese tourist it had detained earlier this month. Japanese news outlets have previously identified Tomoyuki Sugimoto as a videographer visiting the North on a tour arranged by a foreign travel agency. The Japanese government recently confirmed that Sugimoto may have been suspected of shooting video of a military facility. An anti-corruption referendum in Colombia drew millions to the polls, but fell just short of the required participation threshold to push forward measures aimed at improving transparency and stiffening penalties for white-collar criminals. The Vatican's retired ambassador to the U.S. has penned a letter accusing senior Vatican officials of knowing the former Archbishop of Washington, ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, regularly engaged in sexual relations with seminarians.
The 11-page letter is attributed to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who urges Pope Francis to resign over the issue. The letter says Vatican leaders were aware of McCarrick inviting seminarians into his bed as far back as 2000, but still promoted him to Cardinal. The letter, published by the National Catholic Register and LifeSite News, also accuses Francis of initially rehabilitating McCarrick despite being told about his penchant for young seminarians in 2013.
That's AP's Mike Hempen reporting. Pope Francis told reporters such a statement regarding McCarrick and his knowledge of the allegations against the former cardinal, and his words speaks for itself. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.